What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, their bathroom sink kept turning on and her daughters kept denying doing it. And after months of arguments, one unsettling question began hanging over the house. If nobody was doing it, who was?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it sure is, and thank you so much for listening. Share your real ghost stories with us. We like that. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or just write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you could also become a premium subscriber, get the advance episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, sign up at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Harper is with me today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you today, Carol?
I'm good, my friend. You are going to pick up a very special dress later today.
I am.
It's what for, is the very special dress for?
It is for my soon-to-be stepmom and dad's wedding.
Oh!
This summer, I am so excited. It's going to be beautiful. I cannot wait.
It's in a month. I just still have to figure out what to do with my dog.
Yeah.
Because he's very afraid of fireworks, and the wedding happens to be on July the 4th. So I'm like, what do I do with him? Do I take him? Do I leave him? I don't know. I don't know. That's been a debate.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, we will we have a pet sitter? I don't know about that. I was going to say that we have a pet sitter here, but I don't know if we'll have one during that time.
Yeah, and so I just don't know what to do with him. Would he be more comfortable having his panic attacks at home and I hire a pet sitter? So I'm still debating with everything. But I'm really excited about it. I still have to figure out, I should say, what I'm going to wear.
Yes, I will send you photos so you can take some inspiration from your favorite not niece.
What do you mean not niece?
I mean not technically niece, but like I am your niece.
But if I claim you as my niece, then you're my niece.
Yes.
Because when Harper came to stay with me last year, everywhere we went, and I introduced her to everyone as my niece. And so everybody just, Carol's niece.
Yes, Carol's niece. Yeah. Carol's niece, Harper.
Yeah, and that was it.
Yes.
And I loved it. So let's talk about this bathroom ghost. I think this is really interesting. This is actually one of the things that happened when I was a kid in the house that we lived in, that the sink would turn on and just be running by itself. And I don't know why or how or who did it. But, you know, we have five kids in the house. So everybody was always getting blamed. So this just kind of feels sort of familiar to me.
Before we start, sometimes I wonder how many of these stories are paranormal or how many people have squatters.
Oh.
Check your attics, folks.
We have talked about that.
Yes. Yes, we have. Many times.
And I think that's actually scarier.
I think it is. I would rather have a ghost than a squatter.
And check your refrigerator because they got to eat somewhere.
Yeah.
Ugh. The idea of somebody sneaking in my house every night, that is so creepy to me.
I agree. I don't like that idea.
But my house is pretty locked down, so they'd have a hard time getting in.
Yeah.
But okay, now that you've put that thought in my head, I will not sleep tonight.
I'm sorry.
But here's the story. It says...
Back to the conversation in just a second. You know that feeling when you flip your pillow to the cool side at 2 a.m.? Yeah, I used to love that until I got a ghost bed pillow. Now my pillow stays cool all night long and I don't have to flip it. Ghost bed is for people who are tired of having flipping the pillow to be the solution. I've got a ghost bed at home. My whole family sleeps on their pillows. The cooling is built right in. It's not an upgrade. It's something that is there, not something you have to pay extra for. I take my pillow with me on vacation, to hotels, wherever I am going. I absolutely love it, and I've been doing it for years. Right now, Ghost Bed is still having the Memorial Day sale. It makes it the perfect time to upgrade. $200 off adjustable base bundles, a mattress, and an adjustable base paired together for the ultimate bedroom upgrade. Plus, Real Ghost Stories listeners get an extra 10% off site-wide with code GHOST. Ghost Bed is family-owned with over 20 years in the industry and more than 100,000 positive reviews from happy customers. They make everything from mattresses and adjustable bases to pillows and bedding. This isn't some unknown sleep brand. They've been doing this a very long time, and it shows. If you're not sure which mattress is right for you, head to ghostbed.com/ghost and take their mattress quiz. You answer a few questions about how you sleep, and you'll get a personalized recommendation from their collection. Every Ghost Bed mattress comes with fast, free shipping and 101 nights to try it out. If it's not your right fit for you, you get your money back. Upgrade your sleep with Ghost Bed, the makers of the coolest beds in the world. Head to ghostbed.com/ghost and use code GHOST for an extra 10% off site-wide. That's ghostbed.com/ghost, code GHOST. Now back to the conversation.
This isn't the scariest story in the world, but we still talk about it years later because none of us could ever figure it out. Back in 2008, I was a newly divorced mom with two daughters. We moved into a townhouse in Western Michigan. It was affordable, close to the girls' school, and honestly, just felt like a chance to start over. The place itself was perfectly ordinary. It wasn't especially old. It wasn't out in the middle of nowhere. There was no dramatic history attached to it that I knew of. The first strange thing happened about a month after we moved in. One night I woke up because I could hear water running somewhere in the house. At first I assumed one of the girls had gotten up to use the bathroom. Instead, when I went downstairs to investigate, I found the sink in the small half bath running full blast. I shut it off, went back to bed without thinking much about it. The next morning I asked the girls which one of them had left the water on. Both denied it. I figured one of them simply didn't want to get blamed and left it at that. A few weeks later, happened again. Same thing, middle of the night, water running, nobody awake. This time, I was more irritated than concerned because money was tight after the divorce, and I wasn't thrilled about wasting water because somebody couldn't remember to turn off a faucet. Again, both girls insisted they hadn't touched it. Over the next several months, it kept happening. Not constantly, not every week, just often enough that it became a recurring argument in our house. Sometimes I would come home from work, hear the water running downstairs. Other times, one of the girls would tell me the sink was on again. Every single time, nobody ever claimed responsibility. Eventually, my oldest daughter got genuinely upset, and she told me she was tired of being blamed for something she wasn't doing. Good for her, standing up for herself. Looking back, she still reminds me of that conversation whenever this story comes up. Around this same time, both girls started avoiding that bathroom whenever possible. Not because they thought it was haunted, at least not then. They just said they didn't like walking past it when the door was open because it always felt like somebody was standing in there. I chalked it up to their imagination. The bathroom was tucked underneath the staircase, had no window, it wasn't exactly an inviting room. Life went on, the faucet kept turning on, the arguments continued. Then one Saturday afternoon, something happened that changed everything. We had a golden retriever named Bailey who loved getting dirty. On this particular day, he'd found a mud puddle somewhere and completely covered himself in it. My younger daughter and I were giving him a bath in the downstairs bathroom because it was easier than trying to wrestle him upstairs. Bailey was standing in the tub while I knelt beside him with the shampoo. My daughter was helping rinse him off. The sink wasn't running. I know that because we'd been using the tub faucet the entire time. Then right in front of us, the handle on the sink slowly moved. It simply rotated upward by itself. And a second later, water started coming out of the faucet. For a moment, neither of us said a word. And I remember immediately looking at my daughter because my first thought was that maybe she had bumped something without realizing it. But she was staring at the sink with the exact same expression I probably had on my face. And after a few seconds, she asked, "Did you see that?" I just nodded. There wasn't anyone else in the room. The dog couldn't have reached it. And both of us watched the handle move. That was the moment I stopped blaming the girls. After that, whenever the faucet turned itself on, nobody argued anymore. We'd hear the water running. Somebody would just go shut it off. Oddly enough, once we stopped fighting about it, the whole thing became less frightening. It almost became part of the house. The girls even started joking about it. If somebody found the sink running, they'd shrug and say, "The bathroom ghost did it." I wish I could tell you there was some dramatic conclusion or explanation, but there wasn't. A plumber looked at it, couldn't find anything wrong. The landlord looked at it, couldn't find anything wrong. Nothing was ever repaired because apparently nothing was broken. We lived there for probably another 3 years. The faucet continued to turn itself on every now and again. Then we moved into a different house and it never happened again. The funny thing is that out of everything that happened during those years, that's what my daughters remember most. Not birthdays, school events, not vacations, the sink. That makes me laugh. Every holiday when we're all together, somebody eventually mentions the townhouse without fail. One of the girls always says, "Remember that bathroom?" Before long, we're all telling the story again. I still don't know what was going on. Maybe there was some strange plumbing issue that nobody ever figured out. Maybe there wasn't. All I know is my daughter and I both watched that faucet turn on. And after all these years, neither of us have changed our story. I love the show. Take care, Michelle. That is such a funny point to me that they don't remember like all of the good things that happened, but that house had that sink that the faucet would turn on.
They remember the ghost, the bathroom ghost.
And why wouldn't you? I get that.
Yeah.
You know, so I do think it's interesting. It wasn't like kitchen sink, but they did get bad vibes from the bathroom.
Yeah. They did.
And that is a creepy feeling to walk in and the faucet is on full blast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and again, it's with the
bad vibes.
Night.
I mean, at a previous story on a different episode, we were talking about bad vibes because that was the main thing that was going on in the previous story. I feel like bad vibes are just such a, it's a great indicator. Like, I know it seems so like, not, but it's intuition. Your intuition is picking up on something that is wrong.
Right. And on top of that, you're also getting this weird thing that keeps happening that nobody can
exactly
explain. And I get why the mom was blaming the girls because it's the daughters. They don't pay attention. Kids, You know, that's what parents do. So I just found that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like that it was just like, oh, the bathroom ghost.
Oh, the bathroom ghost.
That, see, that's what I don't want to. I don't know what happens when you die, but I don't want to end up as a bathroom ghost.
Really? You don't want to be a bathroom ghost?
I mean, wouldn't that suck? Like, how do you fill your time? Or are you stuck there? Or is there, you kind of come and go out of the bathroom, and that's why the sink turns on every now and again?
It's, you just run the water bill all the way up. That's how I would spend it.
Are you
that's
stuck what, in the bathroom, or do you get to go other places too? I'm going to hope you get to go other places and hunt them too.
I hope so.
And that's
I
why
I don't want to be just a bathroom ghost.
Yeah, because that would be why the bathroom faucet turned on occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be why you'd have the bad feeling all the time, because you pick up on it every time the bathroom ghost is home.
I don't, you know what? I don't want to haunt people. I want to haunt geese, okay? I feel like people are like so like, oh, I'll just ignore it. Not geese, man. Geese will pick up on anything.
Well, geese are like, yeah, y'all stop for me. I'm walking. Stop. You know, they don't give no shits. Because Benji,
maybe they will when they're being haunted by the harbor.
Right? Because Benji and I were walking through the park, and there's geese on both sides of the sidewalk. Benji don't care. He's just walking on the sidewalk. He does not care about geese at all. And they, like, start coming towards him. They're like, get off of our land.
Poor Benji.
What do you think you're doing here?
Oh, and I'm like, poor Benji.
You know, it's just Benji. He's the world's sweetest dog.
Yes. Yes, he is. Me and my soon-to-be stepmom, we were at the mall looking for shoes for the wedding. And as we're walking in, there we hear, like, honk, honk. And we look as we're getting out of the car, and there's just, like, three or four geese just walking right in front of the Dillard's entrance.
Like, we don't care. We own Dillard's.
I was wanting them to just walk in. I wanted the geese to walk
that would
in.
Be
I
so
feel
awesome.
Like that would have been wonderful.
They probably had eggs in there. They probably got in at some point.
At some point, you'd think.
Well, let's go to our next call.
Hi. So, my father, back in the 70s, was married to another woman. He was in Studio City, California. It was a spring or summer day. It was, like, really warm. He was laying in bed, kind of in this, like, twilight slumber, kind of sort of awake, but not really. And he remembers that he felt something there standing at the end of his bed. And he slowly opened his eyes and looked at the foot of the bed. And there was a figure standing there, surrounded like by this glowing aura. He couldn't see the face, but he could definitely tell that it was a man. And being that he was sort of half asleep, he kind of just sat there and stared at it for a while. And finally, he couldn't take it anymore, and he sat up, and as he did that, the figure came at him, and he fell back, and it came over him and kind of burst into nothingness. And he looks over at his then-wife and says, did you see that? And she looks at him and says, yes. And this whole time, they hadn't had any kind of interaction, hadn't said anything. And she said, I saw a man standing at the end of the bed wearing a fedora, and he had a Weimaraner on a leash next to him, which my father couldn't see. And the creepy thing is, his father had passed away years before and had been really self-conscious about being bald, and he always wore a fedora on his head. And my father's favorite dog that had just died a couple months previously to this event was a Weimaraner, and it was the only Weimaraner he has ever had. So he's pretty sure that it was his father standing at the end of his bed, maybe saying that he had his dog and that the dog was safe or whatever. So yeah, that was the instance that my father had, and he's had countless other instances throughout his life with feeling spirits around him, flying in gliders, feeling like someone was there behind him in the back seat, or being at work and having voices call his name. And as soon as he would leave, something terrible would happen right where he was that could have killed him or seriously maimed him. So, yeah, thank you.
So that's interesting, because what I thought was going to happen was he looks at his wife and says, did you see that? And she said, no. Mm-hmm. But she said, yes. And then
it's so rare that you get a yes to that question.
Yeah, right? And then she sees the dog. The dad always wore a fedora. I think that was the hat, she said.
I think it was, too. I love fedoras. I think they're the best hat.
I do, too. And a lot of people look quite good in them. But the fact that he had a Weimaraner with him, this guy's mm-hmm. favorite dog he had just lost was a Weimaraner.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I kind of do love the idea of dad showing up and being like, I've got the dog. We're together. Your dog is safe.
Yeah.
I love that idea. So I don't even want to think of that story in any other way.
I hope everyone reunites with their pets when they die.
But in the meantime, dad's gone.
Unless you're a horrible human being, then I hope you never see your cats ever again.
You don't deserve it. You don't deserve that kind of love. But
humans don't deserve pets.
Oh, they're so special.
They're so good to us, though.
So special.
Yes.
I just find that so interesting.
I do too.
I don't want to even think of that being any other thing than what that just dad. I don't even want to question it.
Yep.
Let's go to this phone call.
This is Marissa. I live somewhere in Southern California. A lot of my family are very much sensitive. We all have some kind of sensitivity. Medium, empath, clairvoyance, I guess you could go as far as saying. The reason I'm calling is that just a second ago we had something happened here in an apartment I share with my boyfriend and brothers. We have a motion-sensitive light in our restroom, and it only goes on if you walk in there and things like that. Well, both me and my boyfriend are in the living room watching Game of Thrones finale, and the light went off in the bathroom. It's best to note that both my brothers are out of the house right now. We don't have any pets of any kind, and it just kind of flicked on. And it's not the first instance that we've had something happen. There have been little things here and there. Before I went to go see a movie, and I just kind of wrote them off as, oh, there's just something playing around or whatever. So I had a tugging on my pant leg, which I couldn't clarify where it came from. It wasn't caught on anything, but that's what I chalked it up to. And then I work nights, the graveyard shift at a grocery store out here. And I seem to be encountering kind of like a person. I kind of see them out of the corner of my eye at the end of aisle poking their head around. But when I go to check, there's nobody walking by. And anybody within yelling distance is like, no, I'm not even anywhere near there. So there's that going on. And I just thought I would share that. And if anything else happens, I will totally call again, and I'll probably call again to talk about any of my previous experiences. Thank you. Have a great night, day, whenever you're listening to this. Bye-bye.
So do you think her house is haunted? Do you think she has something following her? Because it is kind of weird if she's having things going on at her house and at her work.
I think it has to be her because of it being two separate locations that this is going on. Or maybe both locations are just haunted and she has the worst luck.
She did say, didn't she, at the beginning that people in her family are sensitive. So
yeah, she did say that.
So I'm assuming she is.
I mean, really, maybe I kind of think about this a lot where it's maybe everywhere is haunted and only certain people can pick it up.
Mm-hmm. I think it could, too, be a level of, like, scale. like a scale.
Yeah.
Like 100, the least sensitive person might pick up on something. It's 100, but she might pick up at a 10. You know what I mean? So maybe there's some places where even someone who never picks up on anything might pick up on something, but maybe she just, and she might have family around.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're sensitive, you know, now I don't know about the light coming on in their bathroom because I don't know anything about their bathroom. I have a motion sensor light in the front of my house that sometimes will go on at random times. And it's kind of weird. It's kind of weirded me out in the past because I'm shutting off the lights at the end of the night and I realize I can see outside. I'm like, oh, my motion sensor light is on, thinking somebody must have just walked by. But maybe it's just the wind.
Yeah.
And there's, it happened a couple weeks ago on the side of my house. I have one there. I can walk on the side of my house and can't get that damn thing to go off half the time. And I go into my kitchen and dang if that light wasn't on. And it gave me kind of a like a, why is that on sort of feeling. That shouldn't be on. But instead I'm like, well, maybe there was a leaf that blew in front of it. I don't know.
Raccoons, animals, wildlife.
But when they're in the house, you know.
That's weird.
Yeah. I don't know. So maybe it is just kind of her, actually.
Maybe.
But she sounds pretty chill about it.
Yeah, she does.
You know, she might, maybe for her, it's, you know, she's, it's something she can handle. But
yeah.
But then, you know, if she has people in her family like that, that's good. You know, she's got someone to talk to.
Yeah.
To help her deal with it. Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, we thank you so much for listening.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest.
and there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.